Hands up if you're a wee child. Where are you now? Put your hand up there. Good. Good. Now, does anybody know what this is? Anybody know what this is? Put your hand up quickly if you know what that is. Good man yourself. What is that? No. It's not a golf club, but it'll be in your golf bag. We'll say that. It's not a golf club. Anybody know what that is? Quick, quick. Good man. We'll call it a golf ball retriever. Okay, you've heard of a golden retriever, haven't you? Well, this is a golf ball retriever. Now, if you play golf like me, sometimes the ball ends up in the lake. Well, all the time, the ball ends up in the lake. I play sometimes with an elder friend of mine, and we go down to Blackwood, down about Newton Ard's direction, and there's one hole in particular, and there's a big lake just beside the green. And sure enough, as Pastor Richard stands and he gets teed up and he hits the ball, and 99 times out of 100, it always lands in the lake. So the swans and the ducks in there, they know now, oh, here comes the pastor. Let's dive for cover. And it's good at Christmas time, because you know at Christmas time it's very cold and the lake is frozen. So the ball doesn't go into the lake. It just skates across the lake onto the green. And I love playing, especially at Christmas time when it's frozen. But sometimes, you know, the old golf ball, it gets lost in the lake. And we need this golf ball retriever to lift the ball out of the lake. Now, I have two golf balls here with me this morning. I don't know whether you can see it or not. I should maybe bring you all up to the front, but you'll have to really squint and look up here. You'll see here a ball that's very, very black. And then you'll have a nice, shiny white ball here. Now, one of these balls was lost in the lake. Which one? You tell me, which one was lost in the lake? Now, just look at the color of them. I can't ask you again. There's better be somebody else here. Come on. Which one do you think was lost in the lake? One is black, the other is white. Yes? The black one. You see, this ball has been lying in the lake. I don't know how long that was been lying in the lake, but somebody has hit the ball and it's landed in the lake. And I found this one day. But look at the state of it. It's all defaced. It's destroyed. It's black. That's been lying in the lake. It's been lost. And that's the condition it's got into. And sometimes whenever you find the ball, you can take it out and you can put it into this wee machine, and there's a wee brush in it and a handle. Any golfers here, by the way? Put your hand up if you play golf. Come on now. Put all your hands up. Any women play golf? My goodness. Well, you know, there's a wee machine you get with a brush in it. You go zzzz, like this here, and the ball goes round and round, and that helps to clean the ball. So sometimes a ball that is lost can be cleaned up, just like this one here. But when a ball is lost in the lake, well, you just can't roll up your trousers and jump into the lake. Sometimes, but most times, they're very, very deep and muddy lakes. So if the ball lands into the lake and you can see the ball, well, then this is where your golf ball retriever comes in. Now, I can't really demonstrate. Well, I have to go down there to demonstrate this for you. Now, let's say, for example, this is the lake here. Okay. Now, if I'm standing here and I've hit my shot and there it is. Okay. Now, I get my friend to hold me by the belt and I'll just reach away over here like this and I'll put it on like that. And you see that? I can lift the ball right out of the lake. Now, this is a good thing about this. Let's say, for example, the ball's way, way into the lake. And I'm standing here and this doesn't reach. Now, what happens? Well, where do you see this? This is a great machine. Look, you can extend it right out like that. Look at that. Isn't that brilliant? And I can stretch it right out like that and go on like this and then lift that up. Isn't that brilliant? What do you think of that? Isn't that brilliant? That's a golf ball retriever. And boys and girls, whenever I think of that golf ball retriever, it reminded me of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you why. Because the Bible tells us that we were born into sin. And that means that we are lost. And you know what sin does to our lives? It defaces our lives. It destroys our lives. Just like that ball. And that is the reason why Jesus Christ came into the world. He came into the world to save sinners. To save those of us whose lives have been defiled and destroyed by sin. He has come just like the golf ball retriever, and he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he came in, boys and girls, and he freed us. He can free us from our sin. And he can take that which has been defiled by sin, and he can take away our sin and make us just like that brand new golf ball. Isn't that wonderful? Something that's defaced and destroyed, God can take it and he can make it into something brand new. Just like a brand new shiny white golf ball. And here's the lovely thing about this, boys and girls. The Lord Jesus' love, it extends not only to one boy and girl or two boys and girls, but to boys and girls all over the world. That's the lovely thing about this. Just not boys and girls in Lisburn Baptist, or boys and girls in Carr Baptist, or boys and girls in Belfast, but his love extends to boys and girls all over the world. And he wants us to come. And he wants us to put our faith and trust in him as our Savior. And whenever we do that, boys and girls, and mums and dads and grannies and grandas, he can take that which is defiled and dirty, and he can make us into something brand new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I wonder, is the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, speaking to you this morning? Or has he been speaking to you? All of a sudden you've found yourself thinking about the Lord Jesus and about your need of coming and trusting him as your Savior. And again, he's coming this morning and he's saying to you, come on to me. I want to take that which is defiled and dirty, and I want to give you a brand new life and a brand new start. That's the gospel. That's what Jesus wants to do for you. And so the next time you see a golf ball retriever, I want you to think of the Lord Jesus and how he extends his love out to each one of us, and he wants to retrieve that which is lost and make us brand new vessels that can work and that can serve him on a daily basis.